Yes, why do you ask? Added John. The Snow Queen thought that the twins looked strong and healthy. They would be eminently suitable for chopping ice blocks for the new Winter Palace. She asked whether they might like to go with her. Of course not, said John. No, what would our mum say? Said Jonna. Well, one of you can stay at home then. One of us? Who shall I take? The Snow Queen looked at John, then transferred her gaze to Jonna, and then back to John. You're coming with me, she said, pointing to him. I'm not going anywhere, answered John, his stomach tightening with fear. We'll see about that, she replied coldly, stretched out her hand, grabbed John's shirt, and lifted him out through the hole in the ice on the surface of the mirror. Jonna saw her set him down, next to her in the carriage, wrap a sheepskin round his body, and crack her whip over the worker bee. Snow spurted around its buzzing wings, and soon the bee and carriage had disappeared in the snowstorm. Jonna rushed up to the mirror and pressed her hand against the glass. It was cold and hard, and all she could see was her own reflection and the dark kitchen where the paraffin lamp had just gone out. The Snow Queen's carriage buzzed along, under the stars in the firmament. John huddled into the sheepskin.